The Senate is expected to vote today on a $2 trillion emergency relief bill considered the largest in U.S. history. It would send money to hospitals, expand unemployment benefits, and give a one-time payment to many Americans, among other things. Meanwhile, in New York, now the epicenter of the crisis in the United States, that bill did not get high marks from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who today called it troublesome. He said he wants to see more federal help for his state. We are joined now by New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson. Speaker, thank you for joining us. And what do you think of the Senate bill? And is it going to be enough for the state of New York and the city of New York?
Thanks for having me. I haven't had an opportunity at this point to review all the specifics on the bill. But what I do know is that we are going to need not just a few billion dollars, we are going to need tens of billions of dollars. We are now the epicenter, not just in the United States, but potentially the world. And our economy affects the rest of the country's economy. And so the money that we're seeing that's going to come in, we want to make sure it's not just going to go to the big corporations, but it's going to reach workers. It's going to reach small businesses. The MTA, which is our transportation authority here, needs $4 billion. Our hospitals need tens of billions of dollars. So I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but if Governor Cuomo is saying that he is alarmed, that's not a good sign, and I look forward to reviewing it to figure out what else we need to advocate for New York City. And then lastly, I just want to say we want to make sure that no one is left behind. What do I mean by that? Gig economy workers, domestic workers, freelancers, people that don't typically qualify for unemployment insurance, small businesses. In New York City, they're the backbone of our economy, and we want to make sure that these dollars are going to their pockets as well.
The governor also said today that the city's density control measures may be working. He cited statistics showing that the increase in hospitalizations may be slowing. Listen.
That is almost too good to be true. But the theory is, given the density that we're dealing with, it spreads very quickly. But if you reduce the density, you can reduce the spread very quickly.
Cory Johnson, do you think that all the social distancing in the world can help a city as dense as New York? And do you think it's working?
I think it is extraordinarily important, and it's the most important thing that New Yorkers can be doing right now. We basically have three crises that are going on simultaneously. The first is the transmission that is still occurring and the fact that we need to halt it. The second, which we need to do simultaneously, is to increase our hospital capacity, our personal protective equipment stockpile, getting more ventilators, doing those two things at once so that the crest of the wave is not as big as it might be. And the third is delivering dollars into the pockets of New Yorkers who are economically ruined overnight. Those are the three things. I'll say that I think the governor has been extraordinarily effective at leveling with New Yorkers in a calm, measured, thoughtful way on a daily basis. And he's brought a lot of comfort to people by giving them instructions on what they can do to make a difference on a daily basis.
Finally, let me just ask you, what do you think of President Trump's comments that he wants to see things reopened by Easter?
I really don't even know how he came up with a date like that. You really can't reopen the economy in a full way if you have people who are overwhelming the healthcare system or folks that are scared to be around each other. So I think the most important thing to do is level with people and to give people realistic expectations. We need to listen to public health experts. We need to listen to Dr. Fauci. There may be measures we can take to ease some restrictions on folks who recover from the coronavirus and get them back to work, but we shouldn't be giving people a false sense of hope. We need to go by the public health experts. And then lastly, I just want to say, we need to give folks hope, though. And the hope that I want to give New Yorkers is we got through 9/11. We got through the fiscal crisis of the 1970s. We got through Hurricane Sandy. This is a painful, difficult, hard time for New York, but we will get through mm-hmm. this. We are one New York. We can do it together.
New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.